This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Spirit Study Institute in Perkinsville, West Virginia, also working with the Holy Mother of God radio ministry. As you know, my eyesight has sort of disappeared, and I've had a neighbor, Jeannie Dunnison, screen the materials that come in, and we've got another report we'd like to give to you, even though we're breaking into the programming that you've been listening to. So go ahead, Jeannie. Talk about big tech.
Okay. This article is from LifeSite News, and it's titled, Google Whistleblower Suspended After Suggesting Big Tech Manipulates Elections. A senior editor at one of the nation's biggest tech firms has been put on administrative leave after expressing fears that firms like his are interfering in elections. Software engineer Greg Coppola spoke recently to Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe about the ways in which Google manipulates information to advance a left-wing bias. "I don't have a smoking gun," he said. "I've just been coding since I was 10. I have a PhD, I have 5 years of experience at Google, and I just know how algorithms are. They don't write themselves. We write them to do what we want them to do," he continued. "I look at search and I look at Google News and I see what it's doing. I see Google executives go to Congress and say that it's not political, and I'm just so sure that that's not true." Google CEO Sundar Pichai told Congress under oath last year that Google's algorithms were not politically biased. However, Google software engineer Coppola suggested that his boss could justify his statement only by redefining the concept of political. Google News is really just an aggregator of just a handful of sites, Coppola said, and all of those sites are vitriologically against President Trump, which I consider to be interference in the American election. Coppola said that CNN is the most commonly used source in Google News. 20% of all Google searches for the term Donald Trump are from the Trump-bashing CNN. The young software engineer said he saw this unfold during the 2016 election. He joined Google in 2014, which he described as an amazing time to be at Google. "We didn't talk about politics. Nobody talked about politics. It was just a chance to work with the best computer scientists in the world, the best facilities, the best computers," Coppola said. But as the American elections ramped up and a media narrative began to spread that whoever supported Trump was a racist, even a Nazi, Coppola saw everyone around him, New Yorkers, tech firms, and company engineers, believing it. He thinks a small number of people at Google do work on making sure certain news sites are promoted. In fact, he says, "I think it would take only a couple out of a 100,000 person organization to make sure that the product is a certain way." Coppola believes there were about 10 years in which the search engines and social media did not have a political bias, and that people just developed a habit of believing that the top result on Google had the best answer to their question. "We just haven't had time to absorb the fact that tech might have an agenda," he said. "It's only something that we're starting to talk about." Project Veritas is a nonprofit organization of undercover journalists that has been investigating the growing influence of the world's largest technology social media firms are having over public opinion and, in particular, voting. Coppola said he had decided to approach Project Veritas because he believes that it is a credible news organization. He thinks society has come to a crisis moment, having moved from a period in which big tech was politically neutral to a time when big tech is actively taking sides in elections. He fears that eventually citizens' votes won't really matter because elections will be determined by big businesses who manipulate them. Overall, I'm very concerned to see big tech and big media merge basically with a political party, with the Democratic Party, he said. It's time to decide. Do we run the technology, or does the technology run us?
Okay, now, I have another concern that we have, the big tech companies, and it falls in line with the idea of relativism and secularism, which we really need the priests, the preachers, the ministers, the rabbis, the leaders in education to start thinking about the aspects of what they are coming up with. Big tech, along with our education system, can swing elections with misinformation and disinformation, as many of the folks can testify to. So be on the lookout. Be cautious. What did Mark Twain say? You believe only 40% of what you read. You believe only 20% of what you see. And you believe only 10% of what you hear. So be on the lookout. And remember, a conscience has to be well-formed. And you have to take the trouble to be informed. God be with you from Holy Spirit Study Institute in Perkinsville, West Virginia.